Hey, Fit Family, it's Coach Rye from Team Flex. This is my podcast, Rye Run Radio. Thank you for listening. If you haven't been here before, this is the podcast where I tell you how to get your goals conquered, solved, and motherfucking achieved. We're talking about fitness goals as well as your goals in life in general, because there is a strong correlation between those two things. Thank you for listening. I ask you one simple favor. Please just share it out for me if you get anything out of my podcast at any point in time, because that is what I want. I want more people to win. I want more people to get shit done. And we get to do that only when you share, only when you announce it, only when you post a tag Team Flex. This is Coach Rye. Drive. What's up, fam? Welcome back to Rye Rant Radio, episode 2 of 2020. I'm digging in deep. I'm going to talk a lot of shit today. This one's going to be a slap in your face, okay? Might knock a couple of your damn teeth out, but you know what? If it does, you're going to get better from it. You're going to move further from it. You're going to be able to advance and get your shit done faster because of this episode today. If you listen to the shit that I say and you apply it, I can promise you better things in your life, better things with your goal achievement, better things all the fuck around with whatever it is you're trying to do. All right, let's dive in here, fam. What I want to talk about today is how to know when you've done enough. All right, and that right away, you're like, oh shit, this is going to fucking knock some of my molars out today. And the truth is, nobody is ever doing enough, okay? It is a flawed mentality to think about this enough. It's kind of weird to think about, actually, for me, because I kind of came from the corporate world of America, working at gyms and doing all that thing, to now where I do my own gig every day, all day. And I was thinking about the fact that, you know, normal people, if I was a normal person, I would have to just like basically go to work and then work whatever amount I had to do, and then I could clock out and go home. And so there was that sense of enough back then, right? There was that sense of like, okay, I did enough stuff right now, so I don't need to do another crazy bit or any more than that. And I'm going to go home and I'm going to do whatever I want, chill out, not even think about this shit job until tomorrow, right? And how many of you have been there, right? How many of you are there now? A lot of you. So there's this idea of there's enough when it comes to our work. There's enough when it comes to certain things. There's probably enough in your mind about what you need to do for your nutrition, about what you need to do for your fitness, about this and that. And the thing that always blows my mind is I think about that shit now, like when I used to have those jobs and that would be the goal, do my fucking, you know, 8 hours, whatever, get out and go home and do whatever I wanted to do, to now where literally, it was crazy. A fucking screen time popped up on my computer last week. You know, there's like, they have those on the new updates now for Apple where it tells you how long you've been on the computer and what you've been doing. And mine was like, you've averaged 12 hours a day on your PC over this last week. And I was like, holy shit, 12 hours a day average for me to be on the computer? Because I'm not fucking around on the computer. If I'm on the computer, I'm working, I'm doing programs, I'm making content, I'm trying to edit videos, I'm trying to do these damn podcasts, whatever it is. And this shit says 12 hours. And I was like, holy shit, there was one time in my life where I thought working 5 hours a day at a part-time job open the gym was too fucking much. And now here I am doing 12 hours and I don't even notice it, right? And so it comes back to this idea of, is there ever really enough in what you're trying to do with your goals if it's something that is for you, right? Yeah, I'm sure there's enough at your day job you don't like where you're not going to go invest more time there. But what about your fitness goals? What about your life goals? What about your nutrition goals, your health goals, your actual career, the things you want to do goals? What about your hobbies, your passions, those types of goals? Is there ever really enough? And when it comes to the gym, when it comes to your training, when it comes to your nutrition, if you ask yourself the question, is there enough? I would say the answer is probably not, okay? Is there an answer to how many, weightlifting sessions you need to do, how many cardios you're going to have to do, how many meals you're going to have to do? Is there a minimal amount that you should do? No, there's probably not. There is as much as that you can, and that's really what it comes down to. Like, putting yourself fully into whatever it is you are trying to do and pushing all things in that direction until it is achieved. That's what I believe is the answer to achieving your goals, period, okay? Coaching so many people over the years, literally thousands and thousands of people with different goals, from pro athletes, Hollywood actors and actresses, competitors, everyday lifestyle clients with normal everyday gym goals, you know, I've noticed one thing. The people that can set their life up to really go at the goal 100% are the ones that achieve it. And the people that say, you know what, I'm going to do the minimal amount. You said I need to do 20 minutes of this. I need to do 10 minutes of that. I need to do this and that. So I'll just do those and then I'm not going to think about it. Well, if you're not thinking about your goal, if your goal isn't pulling you forward, if you're not being pulled forward, notice what I just said there, by the way. Pulled forward towards your goal. You can't be getting pushed. And what I mean by that is you can't push yourself towards your goal. If you're pushing yourself towards your goal, it's not the right damn goal. You're not excited for it. You need to be pulled forward. You need, you know, there's this fucking shitty old analogy that you hear all the time when you hear motivational stuff that says you got to wake up and as soon as your feet hit the ground, you got to be excited to get after it. I don't know if that's true because I don't fucking live that life per se. There's a lot of days where I don't want to do the shit I got to do, but I do it anyway. But I do believe that, yeah, something has to pull you forward. I always have to have something that's pulling me to the next thing. What's my next big goal? What's my next big achievement? How am I going to get here? How am I going to get there? And is it exciting enough that it's actually going to pull me forward? Because if it is, then I don't have to push myself. I don't have to try to be like coming out and being like, oh, I fucking hate everything today, but I haven't. No, I'm getting pulled forward to it. Even though I might not always want to do it, I know that I got to do what it takes to get there. And the fact that it's a compelling enough goal, a compelling enough end game, motivates me and excites me and makes me move forward basically towards this goal. And so that's what I believe everybody needs to have. I believe if you want to achieve a goal, period, you're going to have to push yourself towards it. And you also got to understand that the more you can do, the better it's going to be, right? The more time that you can invest, the more dedication you can put in, the more effort. There's nobody on earth that would tell you you get less of a result doing, more of a result doing less work. That just doesn't happen. I know there's some fucking gurus and some people out there that want to tell you this shit. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's a sales tactic. It's fucking bullshit. You're always going to have to put in the most that you can, and sometimes that's good enough. But if you could do more, is that going to be better? Fuck yeah, it's going to get you there faster. It's going to get you further than you could. It's going to get you further than you ever planned if you can always find a way to apply yourself harder, do more, get better, and continue to go forward. So any of you sitting there listening right now that you're like, you know what, I do my shit, I do my training, I do my nutrition, I do this and that, and you're thinking, hey, what else could you be doing? Well, I would tell you to revisit all these things. I'd tell you to look at it more. Could you be pushing yourself harder in the gym? Yeah, you might be showing up, but is showing up a fucking enough? No. Should you be pushing yourself? Yes, absolutely. What on nutrition are you actually slacking off with? What could be better, right? Could you be getting more water? Could you be timing your meals out better for yourself? Could you be actually getting more, you know, protein if you're constantly under and things of that nature? Yeah, you might be in the ballpark of your macros. Yeah, you might be hitting your calories, but are you doing your fucking best? And if you can answer me these questions, yes, absolutely perfect, then I don't know who the fuck you are, because everybody has shit they can work on. Everybody has stuff they need to try harder to do. Everybody has these things that we kind of get complacent with, especially after we've been doing them a while, right? I can tell you from personal experience, when I have a new fitness goal, I'm way more excited to fucking go to the gym than I am when I've been working on the same one for months and there's really no, you know, motivating factor there. It doesn't mean that I need motivation to get shit done, but can I work hard when I have a very strong goal? Abso-fucking-lutely. And it's that pull factor. It's that factor of understanding, okay, here's something. I got a fire lit. I want to add some fucking fuel to it. And a lot of you are good with setting with a fucking ember at this point. A lot of you don't want the fire anymore. A lot of you don't have the fire. You're not looking for fuel on the fire. You're trying to blow on the fucking ember so that the light doesn't go out. And what you really got to do, fam, what you really got to do is if you got any goal, whatever it is, fitness, career, relationships, life in general, whatever it is you are trying to focus on, which is probably many, many things. Are you doing the maximal amount? Are you doing the most that you could do? And notice how I say could do. I'm not talking about the minimal what you should do. I'm talking about what you could do. Could you be doing more than you're doing right now to get yourself where you want to be faster than what you're doing now? And if the answer is yes, if the answer is yeah, I could be doing more. Yeah, I actually could be doing my training better. Yeah, I could be doing my nutrition better. Yeah, I could be trying harder at work to get my fucking raise. Well, guess what? Then you're being being a lazy piece of shit, okay? You're being a lazy piece of shit, and guess who you're fucking affecting? Yourself, for one. You are limiting your potential in life. You're limiting where you could go. You're limiting what you could do by holding back, procrastinating, fucking slacking off, not doing your best. And then guess what else you're doing? Anyone in your environment is constantly being affected by it too. And this is a point I reiterate in so many of my podcasts because I so closely believe this shit. The crowd that people hang around with does influence their life. The people that you're around with, no matter what, influence their life. You know, they say the five people that you associate with the most are going to be the round group of who you become. It's true, but you should also take that a lot further. Look at your fucking phone. The last five people you texted are shaping who you're going to be, and so on and so forth. And with that, you got to understand that if you are slacking off in your environment, if you are being a lazy piece of shit in your environment, if you are giving yourself less than your fucking best, you can better fucking believe you're giving it to everyone else too. You got a husband, you got a wife, you got kids, you got a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a family members, you got coworkers, you got all this shit that you are being a subpar human being for. You are literally going ahead and being complacent with the fact that you're cool with being fucking less than you could be for yourself and everyone else and then the rest of the fucking world. Like, imagine what world we would live in, right? If literally everybody woke up every day and they said, how do I get better? How do I level myself up? How do I continue to do more? How do I push myself harder and do faster? Is it possible to take what I thought was great yesterday and improve upon it? And the answer should always fucking be yes. If there ever comes a day that you wake up and you look in the mirror and you say, you know what, shit's perfect. I don't fucking think that you're living on earth. I don't think you're in this life. I don't know where the fuck you are. You're probably dreaming or some shit. Because at the end of the day, there's always more that can be done. There's always ways to advance. And everything that you look at in the world today that you think is successful, that you think is great, that you look up to people for, it's people that didn't fucking set for the standard of saying, okay, that's good enough. It could have been. That's what I need to do. That's what I was told to do. They're people that fucking raised the ante. They're people that looked at it, did it, and did more, and found ways to make it more and more. And then they created things that fucking man didn't even fathom were real. It couldn't even be a thing because of the fact that they continued the process of getting better and going further every single day. And so with that, I strongly encourage you all out there, if you've made it this far in this podcast, you're probably missing a couple teeth because I slapped you in the face real fucking hard. Because any one of you out here, if you fucking think you got it all, you think you did it all, you think you're doing the best you can fucking do, come at me and tell me about it because I want to meet you. I want to know who the fuck you are because I guarantee you every single one of us, including myself right here, can do better, can get further, can look at everything we're doing and realize that it might be good, but it should be great. And if it's great, it should be greater. And if it's greater, then it should be fucking even better than that. And it should always go further. You should always be looking for the maximal amount of what you could do. When we look at the fucking, you know, question of, is there enough? Is there enough that you should be doing? Is there enough you could do? Well, guess what? The answer is probably not. There is no fucking way you're ever going to reach the peak. There is no way you will get to the top. That is what I believe because I believe every human being, every single one of you listening, any single person you know has limitless potential. We have limitless potential within us, ingrained as people, as our fucking nature of life. We have a limitless potential, but what we do is we always fucking limit our own potential. And when we do that, then guess what? Now you got a cap. Now you got the farthest fucking rung on the ladder you can get because you don't really see that there's more in the clouds. And at the end of the day, that's what it all comes down to, fam. We all should be doing better. We all should be working harder. You should be looking at every single part of what you do every single day and literally asking yourself the question, what could I do to make this better? What could I do to work harder at this? What could I do to get there faster? What could I do to become a better person? And if you do that, I guarantee great things for you. I guarantee you, you're going to get further along in your life with your goals than you ever thought was possible. You'll be able to get to the top of everything that you set forth in your life. And it's basically just because you'll be one of the few people that do it. Because at the truth of this fucking podcast here, I know a lot of you are listening. I know a fucking lot of you are listening. And let's say there's fucking 100 people listening to this right now. 99% of you, 99 of you will fuck up. 9 of you won't do it. 9 of you will say, that sounds cool. And then as soon as this shit clicks off, you're fucking out. There'll be one person out of this fucking 100 or, you know, a couple out of the 1,000, 10 out of the 1,000, whatever, that will do it. And then the rest of you will fucking think that you have what it takes. And you're also those lazy pieces of shit that won't get anywhere, won't do anything better, and are setting for a substandard fucking result for yourself and everyone around you. There's going to be a very few of you that are the real deal motherfuckers. Hashtag me. real deal, motherfuckers. If it's you, if it's going to be you, fucking let me know you listened. Tell me. I'm going to hold you accountable. I want to see if you get there. I want to see if you can make it. I think you can do it, but you got to really fucking apply it. You got to look at it, and you got to be real fucking hard on yourself sometimes. Always do more. Always get better. Always look for ways to do more and get better. Thank you for listening to Rye Rant Radio. I'll be back here again. I don't know when. Maybe in a day. Maybe in two. Maybe tomorrow. Who cares? Right? As long as it's coming, it will keep coming. 2020 Rye Rant is on point. I'm going to be here all the time. Please, again, remember, if you get anything out of this, just share it for me. Blow it out on your social medias. Tag at Team FFLEX for me. And thank you again. Appreciate you all so damn much. I'll be more excited to see you all achieve better goals and bigger things because of this podcast. So thanks for listening. Coach Rye is out.